I think, and you know, it's easy to simplify a thing, but I think that when you realise that Mulroy Bay covers an area of almost 8,000 acres, and that we're talking about driving two piles into the seabed of 2 foot square, that's 2 foot by 2 foot, you know, I think that the impact that'll have on the wildlife or the sea life and on the bay itself as an SAC is minimal, near zero.
You believe the council needs to be more upfront with the department in terms of just pushing this licence, because at the moment the council isn't acting as forcefully and as directly as you'd like it.
Well, you know, I took on this motion the back of finding out that they weren't going to make the application for the forestry licence till the end of this year, if we're lucky. And that's why I brought the motion forward, and I raised it in Lifford a couple of weeks ago as well. And the reply starts off very positively that they're on the process of working at it, but ends very negatively in saying that it'll be towards the end of the year before they get it completed and that they may not get it anyway. And the attitude of we may not get anyhow, I think, is totally wrong. We should be going with a can-do attitude, not a negative attitude like that. And I'm very disappointed. I was delighted when I started reading the report or the reply first, but to come on that last paragraph, not being honest, I think it was that someone should have been left out of it. And I was very annoyed by that part of it. But look, we're going to hold a workshop in the next few weeks. We're going to have a few senior people at it as far as the marine section is concerned to see what is going on there. And hopefully we'll be able to move forward from that and get a good positive application in. And hopefully it will be by the end of the year we will have a reply back, hopefully saying that we've got the foreshore license.